This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Limits, there seems to be some question when you were yelling at high school football coaches during a broadcast for them swearing. Was this while you were on the air? Donnie wonders if you're an FCC representative.
No, I was not on the air. It was during a break. First commercial break, I turned, looked around, and I was like, man, please stop with that, please. I said it as kind as possible. It wasn't like a full-on like yelling
session.
How
do we feel about this, Pittsburgh? I'm going to throw this question out here. Because I think it's a fair one. Now, Limits has, he has a family audience when he's doing the Baldwin games. He's right. You don't want swearing on the air. That's very, is there a delay of any kind?
Honestly,
you don't know?
I don't know. There's not.
Okay. No delay. Is there anybody producing the broadcast?
Yeah.
They don't have a delay. They can't cut.
They can cut the audio, but
okay.
It's got to be like quick.
Yeah, quick. They have to be on their toes. So, should Limits have deprived, where was the guy from?
This was a game that we did at Moon.
At Moon. Should he have deprived a Moon football coach of the ability to swear emotionally during a game because Limits was doing a broadcast in front of him in the press box?
Yeah, in the press box, two different levels. We were on the bottom level, and they were directly behind us on the top level, probably separated by about 5 feet.
I'm torn on this. Is swearing off base in the press box if you're a coach? Like in the NFL, you're sort of secluded in your own little box, and I'm sure those guys swear all the time. How harshly did you yell at him, Limits?
It wasn't
Did you
very
go
harsh.
At him physically?
No, not at all. It was not. I mean, really, do you think me and my stature would be a good idea to go at a football coach physically? Really? Do you think that would be the best option for me? What do you think would happen? I'd get pummeled. I'd get thrown into
Give
the bleachers. I'd be rolling down into the band, probably, with my head in the drum.
Without embellishing, tell us exactly how you approach this.
I like.
And if you yelled, you go ahead and yell.
So the dude was, you know, dropping a bunch of F-bombs out there into the ether. And typically, like other places we go, this is like the only place where the coaches were like in the same like big room, not like separate boxes.
Yes.
Like most other high schools have. So I like turned around and I said, and I think the guy recognized. I like turned around. I was like, "Hey, man, we're catching all that up on our microphone." And he was like, "Oh,
in that,
my bad."
In that tone of voice.
Yeah, in that tone of voice.
And he was like, "Hey, man, we're catching all that on our microphone."
Right.
It wasn't punishing or confrontational.
I was like, "Could you just please try to just not do that?" And he could tell right away as soon as I started talking, like, "Oh, my bad, man. Like,
okay.
I'm sorry. I'll stop doing that." And he did. Like, there might have been like two or three that trickled in.
Yeah.
During the course of the game. And it also ended up being a pretty lopsided Moon win in the second half as
that
well.
That helped, yeah.
And that helped with that.
Did Limits overstep his bounds here, or was this all within reason? It's a hell of a move to turn around and confront a coach. I actually admire it.
Yeah.
On the other hand, he's got a lot riding on this game, I'm sure.
And I had to protect what I was doing, too. I couldn't
if you were a sideline reporter— Would you turn around and reprimand one of the coaches on the sidelines?
So a texter just texted in. I have coached several playoff games at Moon, and I sit in the press box. I could hear everything the radio guys were saying. I'm sure they could even hear everything I said as well. Limits isn't embellishing.
I didn't think you were embellishing that part.
No, I don't
think you meant that. If you were a sideline reporter, would you turn around in the middle of a game and say to a coach, I'm sorry, sir? Of course, you'd have room to move around, I guess.
Right. I think that's completely different.
Okay.
If you're on the sideline, you have all that space. Like when you're in the broadcast booth, like that is your office. Like you're not moving anywhere else.
All right. I'm going to text Donnie because he weighed in on this. Did Limits overstep his bounds? He found this really fascinating, I think. In the meantime, and you can text us, probably a better texting issue there at 412-928-9370. And by the way, our fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Listen to this, Limits. My weekly mailbag was a barn burner today. And this was almost like a game show question. I loved this because I think we all have probably accepted that Paul Skeens is here for a limited amount of years. It's going to be like a college career from here on out. It's going to be about four more years, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. Maybe we'll get a fifth graduate year.
Maybe, or maybe we won't get a fourth. Maybe he'll go to a different, Garrett Cole left with 2 years left. So of control. So what are we talking about here? Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Here's the question from Ben Spicito. Seems like a wonderful man, although I've never met him. Hi, Joe. If you could sign up for listen to this closely, Limits, okay? If you could sign up for one guaranteed wild card game at PNC Park over the Pirates' next four seasons with Paul Skeens on the mound, would you take it or pass and hope that there is more success in store over that span? Here's how I answered it. Limits. Hi, Bob. That's an incredible question. Beggars can't be choosers, so if this were a game show, it'd be awfully hard to pass up the chance to see Skeens at home in a wild card game. And he might be gone after 4 years, too. But my goodness, they've tanked for 4 years to be in position to contend. I'm going to pass and go for the bigger prize. ... New paragraph. Wait a second. No, I'll take the wild card game. Where do you fall on this one? I want something. You can give me another home wild card game with Skeens. I think I'm at the point where I'd take it.
Wow, you changed quicker than a top spinning on ice right there. That was just a quick maneuver. Yes, I would rather see Paul Skeens in what is now a playoff series. So it's three games. It's not just one game anymore.
Right. So one of those games.
And if it's at home, that means that they've positioned themselves to host the series at home, which means they either won the division or they were one of the top wild card teams. So, yes, I would take that because that would constitute a pretty good year. And if you have Skeens, Jones, and Keller going, I like their chances against anyone other than the Dodgers.
You really extrapolated a lot out of that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I did.
But he's obviously implying they would lose, that they wouldn't advance to anything beyond that. Is he implying that? I don't know what he's implying.
I don't think he is.
I think, yeah, the way you phrased it was better. I think I would take that. I would take my meager little morsels. If you're offering just one wild card appearance in the next 4 years, it really is like a game show. I feel like I should call, like, what do they call that? The helpline? And ask on Deal or No Deal? Is that what they do?
Or you phone a friend or something?
You phone your dad? Yeah, I could phone Mulsey on this and he could give me some advice.
Oh, do you want to be a millionaire?
Well, yeah.
Do you ever see that when the guy knows he's going to be a millionaire and he calls his dad to tell him he's going to win the $1 million?
Yeah, I love that. Can you imagine if he blew it after that, like Bill Buckner?
That would
have been
wild.
Great. I think I would take this. I'm a starving Pirates follower. And I'll take a breadcrumb over these next 4 years. It's not an easy one, though. It's not an easy one to accept. Are people commenting on the other thing on the text line?
Yes, no doubt about it.
What are they saying? Give me a sampling of both, not just in favor of you.
The text line is completely blown up about this.
This is Limits calling a Baldwin game at Moon in recent years. And the Moon coach was swearing in the press box, and Limits turned away from his broadcast and reprimanded the man and asked him to stop. And the man said, "You're right. I need to stop." Did he overstep his bounds? What do the texters say?
Yeah, and this was a couple years ago. I think this might have been like 3-4 years ago. I can't remember. Somebody said that's on Moon for their setup. Limits gets a pass. And I like the people at Moon. I've had a lot of good interactions with the people out there at Moon. In sports.
I love the fact that the Limits nickname has stuck. That's what really stands out there. Now, give me a sampling. People in favor or not in favor of you?
Somebody says as a high school basketball referee, we're supposed to penalize coaches for obscene language. Sporting events are supposed to be treated as an extension of the classroom. Well, we know that's not true at times. Like, is it an extension of the classroom? It should be treated that way, but I think sports kind of gets a pass in some instances.
I would say so, yeah.
Somebody else said Limits did an appropriate and very well effective job in dealing with the coach.
Is there anybody against you, Limits?
But somebody else said coaches should have a lot more common sense than that. They ought to know better. So Limits is correct. Tell the guy to shut up. People else, this is all in one little stance here. Before it all turns on your friend Limits, Limits was way off base. There's nothing more vital than a teacher of children to shout out F-bombs during a school function.
That's a great one.
Joe, Limits is wrong. Find another location. It's part of coaching emotions.
There you go. That's what and I'm not saying I agree with that person, but I think that's the question at hand, is are you intruding on his ability to coach the way he wants?
Somebody else said he probably just got the coach fired for telling that story. I didn't say anybody's name. I didn't say if the coach was old or young.
Was there another place for you to go where they wouldn't have heard the F-bombs?
No. It's not that big of a
press box.
Why couldn't
you have done it from the stands?
You ever called a game in the stands before? I've done it before. That is not fun. It is not easy.
Which is another way of saying, yes, you could have moved to the stands.
When you don't have a table in front of you to place everything on, or chairs and all the above.
Yeah. I know. Yes, I used to cover high school games from the stands, not on the not on a broadcast.
But this is my favorite one. Geez, the two of you are like old ladies. The two of you gripe and complain about stuff so often.
That's true. All right, we'll give you a pass on that one, Limits. What would you take here? You said you'd take the wild card game.
Yeah, I would take the wild card game. I can just imagine this texter seeing us just sitting on our back porch. It's like 30 years from now. I remember when the coach was yelling, and how dare he say that?
I think we will be doing, 30 years from now, I could very well be dead, which is depressing. If Ron outlives me, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to tell you that right now.
How about this? This texter says, Austin did a game at Cannon Mac, and we were directly next to him, and we always made a point to muffle or swearing because it's inevitable. Yeah, like, they were trying to, like, keep it down right next to me. I appreciate that. Thank you. And, like, don't get me wrong. When I go to games and I'm in the stands, like, I'm not a church mouse by any regard.
But do you swear?
Not like if I know that people are like next to me on a broadcast and it could be picked up on a mic.
That was a yes or no question. Do you swear as a fan during games?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Especially at like professional sporting events. Like when I was watching Russell Wilson throw that interception in the back
right.
of the end zone. And
that was
right at the interception where my buddy's seats are. And it was right over Darnell Washington's head, floated for the pick. You would not have wanted to be around me when I was yelling at that time.
No,
somebody turned around and gave me a high five, though. They thought what I was saying was fun.
Did you get recognized at the Steeler game?
A couple times.
Yeah?
The Pirate game, I've been recognized a couple of different times.
By voice or face?
I think a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
So your minimum requirement, the minimum prize or standard that you'd be willing to accept for the Pirates in the Paul Skeens era is what? This guy says you get one guaranteed wild card game at PNC Park over the next four seasons with Skeens on the mound. As Limits points out, that would be part of a three-game series, but you only get one. You get one. You get one at home with Skeens on the mound. Man, that is the bare minimum, is it not?
It has to be. Just the bare minimum. I mean, you got to get there at least once, man. I mean,
and yet the worst alternative is nothing. What if they get nothing from the Skeens era? What if it's like the T.J. Watt era? You have this legendary player, and they don't even win a playoff game. How many home games has T.J. played in the playoffs? Jacksonville?
Jacksonville and Cleveland.
And Cleveland. Two in his whole career.
That's it.
Holy horse follicles.
It'll be so sad. We'll be going, we'll be complaining so bad about Paul Skeens when he's gone. It'll be like,
I want more.
Where's Limits? Froggy? I'm not, where's Paul Skeens?
I'm not settling for that. I can't in the end. I mean, the alternative is so bleak that I feel like I'm being forced to. It's got to be more than that. They have to get to in order for this era to be anything considered remotely a success, they got to get to an NL championship series, don't they? Don't they?
They haven't gotten there since 92, Joe. They have to win at least a playoff series.
They have Skeens.
I know.
I'm not saying they will. I'm saying that's the only thing that would make this era remotely successful. 412-928-9370. I've also got questions on the over-unders for the number of fights in the Four Nations Cup final Thursday. You may have heard Charlie McAvoy out for the U.S., which is a big, big deal if you watch the game on Saturday. Also, I got a question about Brian De La Cruz, considering he had some power. Why give up on him with a contract that still had time on it?
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring training and opening day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.